Hello, I'm Rob Westervelt, editor of Chemical Week, and happy to welcome you to Chemical Week's latest podcast. Today, I'm delighted to be speaking with two of the co-founders of Women in Chemicals, a new 501c nonprofit with a mission to create and identify opportunities to empower women in the chemical industry. I'm joined today by Amelia Green, who is with WeGo Chemical, and Kylie Whittle, who is with 3M. Kylie and Amelia, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Let's start with a broad question. How did the group come together?
So Amelia, you want to start?
Sure. Thanks, Kylie. So the group came together very organically. Kylie and I met a couple years ago in a supplier and customer capacity. So I was calling on 3M as part of my accounts that I was managing at my current job. And Kylie was the only female purchasing agent that I had. And every time I went to visit her or we had a call, it was such a pleasant experience. And it made me start thinking more and more about how few women there are in the industry, how much I felt like I didn't relate to women in the industry. And I would look around and see the few women that were in the industry, and I noticed that they were really excellent at their job, really responsive, really collaborative. And I just started thinking, if we could combine all the women in the industry and give them a network, we could be an unstoppable force. So last summer, Kylie and I were having a meeting. I had left the company that I was working for when I was calling on Kylie, and we hadn't talked in a couple of months, and we planned a Teams call just to catch up and see what was going on. And I had mentioned this idea to Kylie, and we both agreed that this was a gap in our industry, and a way for women to meet each other was something that we both felt like we were missing. So conversations started organically from there, and we launched earlier this year with our first initiative, our virtual mixer pairings.
Yeah. Just to add to that, Amelia, you made one comment that resonates with me. So you mentioned that our interactions were very relatable. And I think that in my career thus far, I would completely agree with our interactions, as well as, you know, the larger scope of the interactions with the women that I've had the opportunity to connect with outside of our relationship in the industry. And I think that you said it very well, in that this community was created with the intent to create a space for more relatable and motivational and inspiring, you know, conversations and connections. And I hope that that is what we can continue to do. And I think that, you know, we say this a lot together, Amelia, but I cannot believe that we're sitting here just over 6 months later with the platform that we have. It's really been exciting.
Great. Talk about the platform. What's the early focus? What is the group today, and what's membership like, and how's it grown?
So we currently have four initiatives that are active. The initial one was our virtual mixer pairings, where we have women opt in from the chemical industry that want to connect and network with other women. And every 2 weeks, we assign everybody a random pairing from our community. And it's up to these women to reach out to each other. We have a contact list that's made accessible to everybody in our community. They reach out, they set up a 30-minute call with their random pair, and meet, connect, see if they can collaborate. So that was our initial initiative. And we currently have over 100 members from over 80 different companies participating in that. Great. The second initiative is a business bulletin. This was a brainchild of Kylie's, and it came about through our very organic mixer pairings. We were finding that many of our members were identifying business opportunities or identifying ways to find mentors through our community. So we now allow people to submit what they're looking for or what they're looking to sell or if they're looking for a mentor into our Women Helping Women business bulletin. And we send it out bi-weekly with our mixer pairings. In addition to that, we have a quarterly live event that is a panel and a small group networking. So it starts with a 30-minute panel touching on a topic that we solicit from within our community. And then we break people out into breakout rooms of 3 to 5 to further discuss this topic. And the last one is our Woman of the Week. And it's a newsletter and podcast that features and highlights a woman within our community.
Right. And the, I guess, and where can people find the group? I know you're active on LinkedIn, or how are you getting the word out?
That's a good question. So, and Amelia, jump on and add to this as you see fit, but we've recently, with our Women in Chemicals incorporation status, or incorporated status, have gained the opportunity or the access to create a LinkedIn business page. And so I would say certainly start there to locate our community, but also these virtual networking pairings and these Women of the Week newsletters and podcasts and all of the sort, they are communicated to our community via email at this point. And so folks that are interested have a free rein to express their interest to us, and we can certainly add them to our contact lists to disseminate that information to them. And that's kind of the basis of how to get in touch with us and where we're at right now. Amelia, is there anything to add?
We are in the process of setting up a website. We are doing that in tandem with what will be our first corporate sponsor, Blue Palette. So once we get that online, we will definitely send information out for that as well.
Right. And, you know, 6 months in, obviously a lot going on, some big initiatives there. As you look, what are the future ambitions? I mean, what are your long-term hopes and goals for the group?
I think my biggest one, you know, in COVID times is meeting some of this community.
Indeed,
in real life,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. This is such a loaded question, because I think if you asked us 6 months ago, we would have never thought the group would have come this far already.
Yeah.
So right now it really feels like sky's kind of the limit. I think we want to have a formal mentoring program. That's definitely going to be a priority in the next year. Live events in person, like Kylie said. And also, we want to continue developing our global reach. Right now, we have members from Europe and APAC. You know, we want to expand into Latin America, South America, Africa. Anywhere that there's women in chemicals, we want to have them in our network.
Sure. And you mentioned at a high level, your mission is to create and identify opportunities to empower women in the chemical industry. You know, Amelia, you mentioned how refreshing it was to come across someone like Kylie as you were making your calls. And just stepping back a bit, I mean, what attracted you to the industry as a profession? And I'll start with that question. I mean, what attracted you to the industry as a profession? And then we'll like to get your views on the industry. We'll move on from there. But at a high level, you know, what, you know, why did you pick chemicals, so to speak?
I feel like I fell into chemicals. I would not say that I picked it. I was a second semester junior in college with a chemistry degree because I thought I wanted to be pre-med or pre-dental, and realized I had had enough of school for a while. I worked in a lab for a couple months because I was second semester junior with a chemistry degree. I thought that's what you do. And I was bored out of my mind. I wanted to interact with people. So I went to my college career website and I saw a chemical company hiring for a logistics role. Went in to interview. The CEO, after 5 minutes, said, "You were born for sales." And 7 years later, here I am, still in the industry.
Yep. Yeah, I think it's funny that you, and this is why I kind of laughed at the question a little bit, because I knew that Amelia's response would be the story that she just shared with us. And I have learned in this community that a lot of the women and the folks in our community that have their roles in the chemical industry today have such unique entrances into the industry. And I think that that speaks to the diversity of the community that we have and the folks that could join this community. But I think what it also does is it tells me that anyone and any woman in this community or elsewhere can jump into this industry and be successful. And I think that, you know, I have a similar-ish upbringing into the industry. I started my undergrad pursuing a biomedical engineering degree. And about 2 years into my undergrad, I took all the chemistry, calc, and physics that you would need to pursue that undergrad degree. But as Amelia kind of said, I realized that what I found would make me excited about my career wasn't in this space. And so I switched into our business school and pursued a supply chain and operations management degree and got the opportunity to jump into 3M and its, you know, innovative global reach right after school. So I would also say that the industry itself is becoming and always has been to me or perceived by me as a challenging one, but one that's also very dynamic and ever changing. Yep. And I really appreciate that.
Great. And as you, excuse me, both think about your experiences within the industry and, you know, where you go from here as you take on more, you think about, you know, leadership roles and what you want to do with your own professional development. What are your thoughts there? Do you see the industry as, you've partly answered this already, but do you see it at longer term, as you think about your own professional development, do you see the industry as a longer term, as an attractive longer term home?
So early in my career, I really did not, because I, you know, have worked at 4 chemical companies now, and I've never seen a woman on the leadership team. Yep. And at most of the companies I've worked at, I've been the only woman in a sales or front office type role. So for quite a long time, I really didn't feel like there was space for someone like me in the chemical industry. And by someone like me, I mean an ambitious woman. I just didn't see women in leadership roles, and I didn't know where I go from the current role that I'm in into a leadership role. Something that our Women in Chemicals organization has really given me is visibility on all this industry has to offer and all the women that are in these leadership roles. Mm-hmm. So that has been a huge proponent for me believing that long term, this is a really fruitful industry for me to pursue a career in, because there are women out there, not many and not enough, but there are, and there are opportunities. And our industry is so expansive. There's so many different opportunities, and I do think it's attractive. But I do think that that visibility component is something that we as an industry really need to work on to retain women.
Yep.
What do you
think? Very well said, Amelia. I think you captured, you know, the priority of where my thoughts and my sentiment on this is. And I think that the community that we're creating is a small part of that awareness and visibility that we want to create for women. And I, like I said, I look forward to this growing and that visibility expanding and meeting more women, like you've said, in this industry that help me to connect the dots and see, you know, how successful women can be in this industry.
Yep. Have you noticed a change in the past year? And, you know, speaking specifically of what happened last May with the George Floyd killing, and it's, I mean, many companies seem to have been very publicly, you know, more vocal about their commitment to the broader issue of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And I'm wondering if, has that resonated with you? Have you seen a change in the last year or even over the course of your career so far in terms of industry's willingness to engage on this issue? Not gender diversity, obviously, but even more broadly than that.
Yeah, I think so. I'm currently sitting in Minneapolis, Minnesota right now. So this hits close to home. And I would say that from, you know, what I have visibility to, I have seen, heard, listened, learned a lot about how to be more involved in diversity efforts. And this group is just one of those, right? And I would say that, you know, from my career and my organizational standpoint, we have had more diversity conversations, workshops, you know, training opportunities, panel discussions, even just more informal, open conversation about the reality of what we're facing and how to, you know, effectively move forward and learn from the past and all of that. I would say, you know, those conversations and those types of activities are occurring more than they ever have for me. And I look forward to taking part in that, you know, and a small part in that, in creating and talking, you know, diversity and inclusion in this group.
Right. Yeah, I think Kylie sits more in a corporate environment. So she sees a lot of it internally. I'm in the distribution space, and largely distribution in the U.S., there are some big corporate players, but there's still a lot of regional or small family held businesses. And even on that front, I feel like we've seen a growth in diversity, but also just seeing companies speaking out more regularly. It's Pride Month, seeing companies posting on their LinkedIns about Pride Month or AAPI hate. I feel like 5 years ago, we didn't see any of this. So that has been really beautiful to see. And speaking specifically just to women, I will say that I have noticed even in my short career that there are a lot more women coming into the industry. So 3M, for example, the first 3 years I called on 3M, I had three different male sourcing analysts that I was calling on. Then Kylie became my contact. And after that, I've had maybe four or five. And I can think back as a salesperson to hundreds of sales calls that I've sat in where I was the only woman in the room. And just this year, I was in a sales call, four individuals, all women. And it's something that I can't even begin to fathom happening even two or three years ago. So it really has been quite inspiring to see how much companies are starting to change and adapt and realize that diversity is powerful and it adds mm-hmm. to the bottom line and make these changes.
Mm-hmm. Great. Excellent. And do you, I mean, what should the industry be doing to recruit, retain, and promote women? Drawing your own personal thoughts and experiences here. But also, I mean, what's happening in the discussions that you're having as a result of the formation of this group? What should industry be doing here that they're not doing, or that they should pay more attention to?
So in terms of recruit, we talked about this a little bit on our Generation Female live event, but we find it to be a little bit of a systemic issue and a cultural issue. I mean, even growing up as a kid myself 20 years ago, girls wanted to be nurses and teachers and boys wanted to be lawyers and doctors. And I think that is changing. And I think there is more focus on women in STEM, but I do think it is hard to be recruiting from such a small recruiting pool of women right now. So I think mm-hmm. it starts really at the micro level of how we talk to our children or the children in our lives. I tell my nieces every day, like, you don't want to be a dancer. You want to be a CEO. And it starts there for recruiting. And I think we talk also within our Women in Chemicals organization, how can we get more involved at the college level, at the high school level, of just mm-hmm. making people aware of what is available to them, making women aware of the types of jobs and roles that they can have. I mean,
Sorry to interrupt, Amelia. This is giving me an idea for a future initiative of Women in Chemicals. I think that, you know, we need to look into, you know, how can we get into, you know, those elementary schools or, you know, high schools, whatever it might be, and share with them insights from our community members. And how do we do that on a local level? You know, we've got a good reach and it's growing. So how do we do that?
And what resonated for both of you at the high school and the college level, and even as you're pursuing postgraduate education, you know, what attracted you to STEM and chemicals? What made the difference for you?
I think this is kind of maybe a little bit of the opposite approach. So I knew that it was a unique space for a woman to pursue engineering in their undergrad. I knew that. That was top of mind to me when I went to school. And I knew that that would be a challenge that I was willing and wanted to face and succeed in. And I know that there are so many women out there like me that want to be that, you know, representation in schools. And I hope that, you know, me and all those women are giving the visibility like we've discussed in some of this conversation today for other women and other diversity groups of diversity to inspire them to make those same leaps and challenge themselves as well.
Great. Excellent. I can start to turn, like, we've talked a bit about, obviously the group is 6 months old and it's been an eventful year for many reasons, from COVID to mentioned the George Floyd killing. But as in the U.S., at least, as, you know, we start to talk about, you know, returning to the workplace, what are your thoughts about the opportunities to reshape the workplace as we turn the page on COVID? What should companies be, what changes should they make? What changes shouldn't they make as they think about how to, you know, retain, promote, and obviously at some level recruit as well, you know, women into the industry? Are there other changes you'd like to see as this discussion goes on about, you know, reshaping the workplace rather? Yeah.
I think we learned this year that the best benefit a company can offer its employees are flexibility. Mm-hmm. We talked to several women through our Woman of the Week initiative and just in the community that maintained their full-time jobs and their careers while having their children at home all day, having to help them log into Zoom school and take care of them and then working all night or getting up at 4 a.m. to work. And I think that flexibility is going to be so prevalent as we move forward from this, because this year kind of taught us that there are things beyond our control, but if you can give employees back the control of managing their schedules and managing how they show up for their families, they're going to be able to show up so much better and more present in the workplace. So I think moving forward, we'll see a lot more remote work options, flexibility for parents in terms of hours that they work so that they can spend time with their families. And I think just in terms of familial benefits, we'll see a lot more of that.
I think that's well said, Amelia. I think that this last, you know, 18 months or so for me has been, I guess the word I would use is like humanizing. To me, the people and the folks that I interact with, both internal to my organization as well as external in terms of my key account representatives or leaders in other companies that I interact with, you're talking to them in their living rooms today. And it makes it so much more personable and relatable. And that goes back to some of the conversations we had earlier. And I think that is something that, you know, across the world, we've realized in the last 18 months that at the end of the day, we're all just people trying to manage the many priorities that are on our plate. And I think that whether we like it or not, put us in a position where we need to create that flexibility in order to be successful moving forward. So.
Well, great. Amelia, Kylie, thank you so much. I guess I'll just wrap up with, again, just let people know how they can find Women in Chemicals and anything you want to close with on, you know, where you expect the group to go. So I guess we'll start with, Amelia, if you want to start on how to find where people can find the group and just some thoughts about where Women in Chemicals goes from here.
Sure. So people can find the group on LinkedIn, under Women in Chemicals Incorporated. Give us a follow. I stalk the group incessantly, so there's a chance that if you follow, I'll send you a friend request and ask you if you want to join. Right. Or you can email me at agreene@wegochem.com, and we'll be happy to put you on the mailing list or get you involved in our virtual mixer pairings.
Great. And so when is the next live event?
The next live event is September 14th. So we will be sending out a registration form on our LinkedIn business page for all to register. It is an inclusive event, so men can join if they want as well, but the conversation will be tailored to women.
Right. Excellent. Well, thank you both so much. Again, we'll put that in the, we'll put information on the group in the notes here. And again, thank you both so much. Enjoy the conversation.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers.